Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
It is our very first Carrie's Couch of 2021, and I could not be more excited to be speaking to this man who really made my entire holiday, in fact. So let's just get straight to it. I have a friend named Dennis, and Dennis is going to explain a little bit more in his own words how he came to meet Lionel. And the one day we were at gym, as one does, and Dennis told me about this incredible product that this gentleman that he had met had made. Handmade, by the way. And when I say handmade, yes, himself, but actually with his hands, no machinery. And it was these incredible backpacks and these moon bags that some people call fanny packs, but I just can't for that name. So we say moon bags. And it was at the time when we were kind of looking at Christmas presents, and I thought, well, this is perfect. What an outstanding Christmas present idea. And we were doing Secret Santas, and it kind of just spiraled out of control. I put a picture up on Instagram and I said, hey guys, there's a man named Lionel who's making these bags if you're interested. And overnight we were inundated with orders, and this man has become like a satchel celebrity overnight. So I have got him on Carrie's Couch today, our first Carrie's Couch of 2021. I know that Dennis is there with him in the background somewhere, so I'm going to say to Lionel, good morning Lionel, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Good morning Carrie, thank you for having me on your radio.
I am so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for making the time, and thank you to Dennis as well for making sure that we could get you to Zoom today. All right, so Lionel, let's just start from the beginning. Lionel, where are you from? When were you born?
Gary, my hometown, really, I was born in Mpumalanga, Kapobweni, in Nelspruit. And then I grew up there, and then, I was born in 1989, February the 1st.
Oh, okay, almost your birthday.
Almost, yeah, that's why I must rush and make some nice bags so that I can have a little holiday on my birthday.
And when did you move to KZN?
I moved to KZN. It's about a year and a half now. Yeah, it's a year and a half.
And let's talk straight away about your living situation. Okay. I know that Dennis, he met you at a space where there are homeless men and women.
Yes, that's correct. And especially not just the homeless place. It's also like a drug rehabilitation place where now they help with a methadone. It's called Pelevan Memorial Center. Actually, this is a site, you know, the homeless site that was erected last year during the lockdown. Actually,
yes.
I'm actually staying there even at the moment, yes. So most of the guys from there, they are from the streets. Some of them are doing drugs. Some of them are good. Some of them want to go out of it. That's why they're joining Pelevan Memorial Center to do the methadone, which Mr. Dennis here from Republic's Lifestyle, and then Monique Marks from the professor from DUT. They are all running that the methadone probe.
So and Lionel, I don't mean to be too personal, but if you're willing to speak about it, are you at the rehab because you are also trying to rehabilitate from a drug problem?
Okay. No, I've never did drugs before. I'm volunteering there, helping out, helping the nurses maybe when they need any help there, like caring stuff. Maybe there's also breakfast which is served there. At certain times, maybe some lunch when there's food available, and then we'll help with some putting butter on the bread or maybe just scooping some food on the plate and giving out to the homeless.
Wow.
I'm only volunteering.
And then, and Lionel, you're sleeping on the streets, so you've been at that homeless shelter that was set up during lockdown. How is it, Lionel, that you came to be in this situation?
Oh, I was working before that, and then it became lockdown. As we all know the story, during lockdown, most of the people lost their jobs, and I'm also part of it.
And were you actually literally sleeping on the street, Lionel?
Definitely, yes. Oh, I did. I'm not sure, maybe my appearance doesn't, maybe my smile doesn't look like maybe I can sleep in the street. Maybe I'm too cute for that. I'm not sure. Maybe you look at me, hey, Eric.
You are too cute to look like you sleep on the street. That's amazing. So now I know that it happened to be just good fortune, I guess, that our friend Dennis Deezer, he happened to be at that rehab center that day, also just having a look and seeing what can be done there. When he came to meet you and you really made an impression on him, Tim, let's talk a little bit about your sewing skills. Where on earth did you learn to sew like you sew?
To tell you the truth, it's self-taught, yeah.
What are you telling me?
A lot of time, believe me. If anybody can claim that he taught me, he must come and sit down and make the same item as I made.
Because Dennis told me that you're making some of those bags, well, you were making them actually by hand. You were going and using the kitchen area at the rehab center so that you had a space to work. And by hand, you were sewing these incredible backpacks. How long does it take you to sew one bag?
Okay, at first, because now you have to go slow to avoid making any mistakes, it was taking me 5 full days.
Wow.
And then after that, you get better in time, and then started taking me about 3 days. The shortest is now 2 days full. Yeah, that's how long it can take.
How did you feel the very first time you sold a bag, and when was that?
The first time when I first sold my very first bag, it was in June, I believe. After practicing, this whole time I was always just practicing. It was just samples that I didn't even sell. My first perfect bag, which I sold, was in June during, it was level 3. No, in July, it was in level 3, if I'm not mistaken. And then I felt like heaven is opening for me, because people said, it's impossible. You cannot be making a bag with your own hand. And besides, so many people has never seen a bag being made like locally here by us. They know that we always import bags and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like, that's why people started opening their eyes. Okay, we want this bag, we want this bag. Especially the design on the bag is something different.
Yeah, the design on your bags are unbelievable. They are incredible. I mean, we'll get there now, because I know that we're going to, I hope that you're ready to work, because I plan on making sure that you're going to get a lot of business from this. When you go into the rehab center where you've been doing the work, do you find that the other people there, are they inspired by you, or are they kind of jealous of your of what you're doing? How do they feel? How do they interact with you?
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to touch on the jealous part. These guys, most of them at Block AK and even at 11, by my side, they're not being jealous. Most of them, they almost like, they look up to me as some kind of a role model or something, because they always say, big up, my guy, big up. Even come teachers, teach me, I want to do this, I want to do that. Even some of them are even telling them, they're even telling me to teach them how to sew jackets and clothes, even shoes, some of the stuff which I cannot even know even how to reach them. So they're not jealous at all. They like much, very much.
And if you had to now imagine the perfect world for Lionel, where would you live? What would you do for a living?
Wow, it's a big question, but I'm gonna try and break it down a little bit. Actually, so far for me, Durban is a very good place. In fact, because I was always dreaming of doing business, believe me. So now the reason why actually I'm even in Durban, I want to start this factory, which is going to be producing bags, not only this bags, but producing also handbags, all this different other kind of bags. I can make them all. You've never, haven't seen them before, but I can make them. Just I need to stock the right material and tools, and then I'm gonna make it. So Durban is definitely the right place for me, because most of the people, they come and stock their stuff here in Durban and go and sell it to the rural areas, and even corporates, they stock here. So I believe Durban will be the right place for me. And then I'll only go home visiting and all that, check up with family and friends, and then, but staying in Durban for me is a good place.
And Lionel, what is it like? Like, some people will never really be able to quite understand the life of someone who's living on the streets. For those people who just maybe couldn't even comprehend it, can you tell us, what is it like when you wake up? Like, you know, where do you go to the toilet? Where do you get to shower? How do you wash? Where do you get your food from? Like, what does someone on the streets of Durban need to do in an everyday day?
Whoa. Okay. At first, let me touch on the food part. It's difficult being able to get some food where else you won't be working, you're on the street. Some of them are working, they're just earning very less. They cannot afford to rent a flat or anywhere to stay. Maybe somewhere renting the shelters are even expensive because most just use the shelters and then others just use the streets. Because now life is a bit expensive these days, and then I believe that's why most of the people are now in the street. And even this thing about living in the street, you must know not everyone in the street is like smoking dacha and all the zungas and criminals and stuff. Some of them, they are just chasing a dream just like me. And then you like being clean, you like doing the right things, you just cannot get to that place because of now your financial situation. And then mostly you can go and bath at the shelters. I believe some shelters, they have a little fee which they charge about 5-10 rand there, and then you bath and go out, and then that's about it. With the food, there's a group of people that always come and hand out some food, especially I believe there's a group called We Feed Africa, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they are most of the time they're the one who are feeding the people in the streets.
And the toilet? Yes.
And the toilet at the beachfront. Most of the people use the toilets at the beachfront.
Oh, okay.
That's now, those are public toilets. Which is free for everyone. Yes.
And then, and Lionel, come on, you're a young man, you're a good looking man. You know, you're going to eventually find someone you find attractive. What happens when you're living on the streets with your sex life? Where are you supposed to find a space to be, you know, passionate?
Oh, that's a very big question, but okay, I'm gonna try and go around it. With me, I haven't tried it because I won't be trying a sex life where else. Me myself, I cannot even take care of myself at the moment, so I start with what's important, and then lastly I'll go with only the fun. So for now, I'm not sure if I can be able to answer that one. So maybe now, if I'm gonna have somebody, I'm just gonna be renting in a flat, because now I'm gonna be starting to going big. Thanks to Dennis, thanks to Monique and other people, and thanks to you also, just by buying those other bags, you're also supporting me. Thank you very much.
Well, let's go to that. All right, so when I first heard about you, you were still hand sewing from the kitchen at the rehab. I bought a beautiful blue African print backpack that is now my work backpack, and I'll put up a picture of me with it. It's really cool, and by the way, all the pockets inside that you have chosen to put in are perfection. Yes. My Secret Santa got the red backpack, and they also are loving it. That's my mom. She loves it so much. And then the moon bag is just perfect for every day. So that's what I landed up getting. Yeah. And I mean, if you're talking 2 days per bag, that was almost, you know, that was a good 3 days of work for you. How do we support you going forward? So let's say right now I'm listening and I want to make sure that Lionel becomes the businessman that he needs to be. Lionel, what do you need? Like, what do you need in order to make your business happen?
Kerry, thank you very much for asking that question. Okay, I wouldn't really wish now to have heaven and earth. I'm only needing like the smallest things, which are very important to me. Especially, let's speak about the machine. At the moment, I managed to sew bags, and then I'm using a domestic machine. And then if I can have an industrial machine and start really operating as a manufacturer, that can help. And materials also, that's the most important things, and accessories that comes with the bags. Especially, I'm not only going to be making this bags, as time goes on, I'm going to be adding handbags, all the other nice fancy bags and stylish bags which I'm gonna be making. So I need every little help I can get, from the funds, from machine, from material, everything that can come and help. Come any, I'll be very grateful, sir. And the support also too, from people who are gonna make orders, like from shops, individuals, anything that can help me, I'll be very grateful.
Now, I don't know if you know yet what your Instagram, so when someone asks what your Instagram name is, they'll ask you what your handle is. So if you hear people ask what your handle is, they're asking what your Instagram name is. I know that Dennis helped set up an Instagram page. Do you know what the name of that page is?
We're going to set it up tonight. Sorry, we haven't been made it yet before. I'm sorry about that, but we're gonna make
it. No problem. So what I will do is, once we know the Instagram page, I will link it onto the blog on our East Coast Radio website. It'll be under the tab of Darren, Kerry and Sky, and we'll have a link there so that people can click directly and see some of the products, and they can make orders directly. So, and I need to ask this, Lionel, how do I know that my money, that if I put my money towards you, that my money's going to go to you? How do I know that you're going to use the money properly?
Okay. At first, that's a right question. At first, I believe maybe most of the time when I buy my stock and stuff, I think I'm going to start taking the pictures also and then posting them on my Instagram page. So everything that I'm doing, I'll be updating so that you don't even ask, you just see it on the page. I believe that's going to be fair enough. Yeah. Thank you a lot for telling us about the Instagram page. You know, we're not all born wise and knowing everything. At least we learn as they go by.
Yeah, we all had to learn, trust me. Look, let me tell you something. It's a hell of a lot easier to learn Instagram than it is to learn to sew a bag. So you'll be more than fine. And do you have a cell phone that can connect to internet?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So I bought it a few days ago.
Perfect. And so now we just need to make sure that you have your industrial machine, that you've got some orders so that you can also start renting for yourself a room or a flat. And when it comes to your own, like, do you have friends? Have you made friends in this group, this community that you're staying with?
I won't really say like real close friends, because most of the time I'm not running up and down. I'm just sewing there. As I was telling you, I started from 5 days, so I don't really have much friends, but yeah, those people that come and sit, greet me, like my job and stuff, maybe they are friends in that little kind of way. Yeah.
And I hope this is not a sore point, but your family, do you ever speak to your family?
It's been a while that I haven't spoken to them. The last time was in last year, about January, before the lockdown. But now I believe since things are picking up, I'm going to start even connecting back again and having that connection with them. Again.
And I know that it is your birthday coming up. You said the 1st of February is your birthday, right?
Yes. Yes. And I was hoping actually to even maybe go and visit at home a little bit and cut a cake.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Maybe they can spank me a little bit.
I mean, this is also just a random question for someone who has been living on the streets, and 100% your life is about to make a beautiful turnaround. It already has. But you were talking about, you know, occasionally you get breakfast at the rehab center, and sometimes lunch if there is, and it's maybe some buttered bread. What is your favorite meal? If you could eat absolutely anything, what would you choose? What would be your favorite meal? And promise you, whatever you say, no one's going to judge you. It doesn't matter how ridiculous or wonderful or huge it may seem. Go. Lionel's favorite meal.
Okay. If it's part of a funny one, me, I'm a little bit different. Everyone, okay, even when I'm speaking right here, right now, everyone who knows me, they know I love chicken.
Yeah.
So any meal with chicken inside, then you made my day. Believe me. And cooked one, let's say chicken stew.
Like a nice home cooked chicken stew.
A nice home cooked chicken stew.
Well, listen.
Believe me.
If you are listening right now, KZN, yes, and you have got a chicken stew recipe, we have got an almost birthday boy that deserves the meal of his dreams. So I think we need to make that happen as well. I think we need to make that happen. Get you that chicken stew, okay?
I'll be very grateful. Thank you very much.
All right, and listen, I can't keep you the whole day. I really would love to, but I must tell you again, I think you are an absolute legend. I'm so grateful to Dennis for introducing us. I am really in awe of the incredible work that you have done. I mean, 5 days for one bag, and I mean, I bought my bag for 200 Rand, and that is so inexpensive for such a lot of work. I really think that you are just, yeah, you are something else. And Lionel, I'm so glad I got to connect with you. It might have been over Zoom, but hopefully one day when social distancing is over, I can give you a real real hug. And I also hope
Thank you very much today,
you just get so many orders and that we support you. And that very soon you're going to send me a photograph of your brand new room or your flat where you're renting. And
yes, definitely.
Your industrial machine and legend Lionel.
The top of the
moving up.
Thanks
and up.
A lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Kerry, for having me here.
And Dennis, again, thank you so much to you. And Lionel, thank you to you. And I'm very excited to see what and where you are this time next year.